Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Starts it week 13. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today it's the start and sit for week 13. We've only got a few weeks left to get to the playoffs. These weeks are crucial for many teams out there. We're going to do everything we can to help you get over the hump, get you into the playoffs, and get you holding that gold at the end of the year. That's what it's all about. That's why we're here. And of course, to help me do it here, Derek Brown, D-Bro, the King of Bros, Andrew Erickson here as well. So it is great to have you all here. Andrew's going to the Patriot game tonight. He's super excited. He is wearing his Patriots gear. You can see on the YouTube channel. Underneath it is a Gabe Davis jersey, just in case things don't go well tonight for our New England Patriots. D-Bro, it's so great to see you guys too, because it's been like we had a week off there from each other, all three of us on a show together, and because of the holiday for Thanksgiving. So we haven't done a show, all three of us. So it's nice to come back here and have a new episode of Joe P's and P and Friends, isn't it, Derek? Right? Joe P's and P and Friends.
That is not how we're starting
the show. Somebody gave it. I like that. I like the Joe P's and P and Friends. Someone even came up with a logo for Joe P's and P and Friends. Andrew Erickson, what do you think of the Brie brand that somebody suggested here in the program?
I'm all for it. I love the All for it. Let's go.
See?
Fine. See? I'll be the only one on the island just salty and poo-pooing it. That's fine. Derek? Although I will give props to the rebrand logo.
The
that
logo
was sharp. Especially the fact that they clipped out a picture of me just rolling my eyes at the even thought of Joe Pizzapia and Friends. I thought that was the best part.
No one told you life was going to be this way, Derek. No one told you.
Start or sit?
All right, let's get to the starts and the sits. And it's the sleeper start sit show of the week too, because the sleeper app is the place you should be playing your fantasy football. It's where I play all my leagues that I can. I finally convinced Jake Seeley to move flex there last year after complaining for 2 years. If you haven't already moved your leagues over there next year, you got to go move them over to the sleeper app. They've got great other games going on there too. The over under game, a lot of fun things happening at sleeper. So go check it out today. Derek Brown, let's start with the RBs for week 13. Who do you have that you want to get in lineups today that looks like they are ready to perform for all of our fantasy squads?
First guy I got to bring up, Joe, Brian Robinson. I have him at RB 21. ECR is lagging behind at RB 28. And this is even before the Antonio Gibson news. He's dealing with a foot issue. Brian Robinson, I mean, I think it's wheels up, man. Two of the last 3 weeks, we've seen him play over 48% of the snaps. Since week 10, He is averaging 20 touches per game and 89 total yards, and the Giants' run defense is coming off, making Ezekiel Elliott look like a fresh pup. Their run defense has been bad the entire season. They're 18th in rushing yards per game since week 7. They're 14th in EPA per rush and 28th in explosive run rate allowed. If Brian Robinson, hell, even if Antonio Gibson plays, I love Brian Robinson in this game because he cut into the routes last week. And if Antonio Gibson is out, like, could we see Brian Robinson in a bell cow role? Like, I might move him up even higher if that's going to be the case. Like, he might be a top 15 back for me this week, guys.
Yeah, another did not practice for Antonio Gibson, so that's certainly not trending in the right direction. We'll see. Still 2 days left here to get to the game here for Antonio Gibson, but certainly Brian Robinson looking like he has bell cow potential this week for sure against the Giants. All right, let's get another guy in here. Who do you want to start at RB? Who's number two on your list this week, Derek Brown?
Number two, and I talked about this guy on the Waiver Wire show early in the week. It's Kyren Williams. I have him at RB30. I'm a little bit ahead of ECR, who has him at RB33. And I want to mention with some of these running back rankings, we have so much news that's up in the air about who's going to play, who's hurt, who might be in, who might be out. So some of these guys, if I'm telling you I'm high on them or I'm low on them, they might be moving up or down the ranks the more we get clarity on some of these backfields throughout the week. But with Kyren Williams, I get that the Rams are disgusting. I get it's gross. I get that they are decimated for skill players. But that's one of the reasons it leads me to Kyren Williams. He played 70% of the snaps last week, hit 60 total yards. He had all of the passing down snaps, an elite 70% route run rate. So if we get him catching dump offs from Bryce Perkins this week, which could happen, we could see Kyren Williams just explode. Like, he could be an RB2 this week, and I don't think it's crazy to say that just based off of volume, because Seattle, since week 7, they're 22nd in rushing yards per game, but where they get crushed is with passing down backs. They are 32nd in DVOA. They're allowing the 6th most receptions to running backs and the 2nd highest yards per reception. So Kyren Williams, we could see him be like the Austin Eckler light this week in that he gets like 5 to 8 targets, maybe gets double digits. If they decide like they're down and Bryce Perkins just goes in full dump off mode to Kyren Williams, I don't think it's crazy, guys. Like, I think if you're looking at upside, he is one of the sneaky guys, especially in PPR formats, that I think you need to be getting in lineups this week.
Not to mention Cam Akers dealing with an illness, did not practice. So we'll see if that lingers or as any other situation evolves there. But you're right, it's not a great offensive situation, but certainly the volume seems to be there, especially if they're trying to protect whatever quarterback play is left for the Rams without Matthew Stafford. All right, let's get to the third guy on your list for week 13. Derek Brown, who is it at RB?
Cordarrelle Patterson. I'm bumping him up the ranks. He is RB22 in my ranks. He will be a comfortable RB2 regardless of how all the rest of the news shifts out, because we saw Cordarrelle Patterson last week with no Kyle Pitts. His snap count finally went back up. 58% of the snaps. He got 14 touches, 71 total yards. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have been really good against rushing attacks, but where they struggle is against running backs in the passing game. They're 25th in DVOA. They've allowed the 10th highest yards per reception and the 2nd most receiving touchdowns to running backs. So Patterson, while he might not have a glorious stat line on the early downs, he could get 6 to 8 targets this week. And if he gets in the end zone, he's going to be a top 24 running back. And with the snap count going up, we need to be adjusting and ranking him as such.
Andrew Erickson, we had Cordarrelle Patterson get 5 targets last week against Washington. Do you think that trend continues this week against Pittsburgh for CP?
I do think it will continue for him. You're just looking at...
Well, you don't have to get all emotional about it.
Yeah. He's getting choked
just
up.
Just looking at how his receiving usage changed.
I think it's going to be a beautiful game. It's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be so nice. You're going to want to see it. You're going to want to call everybody and tell them to go see it. Get a just drink really of water getting, or something there. What do you got?
Getting really teary-eyed talking about Cordarrelle Patterson. Well, really, it's more about Kyle Pitts because, you know, Kyle Pitts got put on IR.
That's got me more emotional.
Yeah, it does, for sure.
But that's the reason why we saw Patterson's usage as a receiver increase. You know, the 5 targets, I don't think, just came out of the blue. They lost one of their premier pass catchers. So we saw his snaps obviously increase the 5 targets. The receiving usage was the most he's seen since week 1. So 63% opportunity share. We saw him split carries with Tyler Allgeier. And I know that the Steelers run defense has been pretty good. They're not as good as the Washington run defense. And against Washington, you saw Allgeier and Cordarrelle Patterson both average right around 5 yards per carry. You know, the Atlanta Falcons are just one of these teams that can really run the ball on anybody. And even they showed us last week, even against an elite run defense, they still could be efficient. So I definitely got to move Patterson up my own rankings.
Yeah, I would agree. He's at 27. D-Bro, you said you have him at 22. Is that what you have?
22. Yep.
Yeah, so it's a five spot gap there, obviously. All of us will be going back to the rankings after the show to readjust things. Lots of good stuff there from the guys. All right, let's go to the guys who maybe don't have the best week 13 plans ahead of them. Who do you have on this list at RB here? Derek Brown.
I understand that he's going to get a lot of volume, but Old Man River, Latavius Murray, I just, I can't get behind. I have him at RB 32. Let me repeat that again since I'm fumbling my words. I have him at RB 32. ECR is at RB 30, but I'm willing to bump him even further down the ranks if we get more clarity with these running backs, just because I get that Latavius Murray is going to get a lot of volume and he's going to play a bell cow role. It's disgusting though, guys. He got the 52-yard run last week and it gloriously puffed up his ending stat line.
Sure.
He has no efficiency. He's running like a 32-year-old running back among 72 rushers with at least 25 carries. This is where Latavius Murray ranks. 71st in yards after contact per attempt, 56th in breakaway run rate, and 59th in PFF's elusive rating. Those are all terrible. So even though he is going to get a lot of volume, it's going to be 1 to 2 yards and a cloud of dust against a Baltimore Ravens run defense since week 7 that is top 2 in rushing yards, EPA per rush, and explosive run rate. So also, if you look at the overall offensive system and scheme for Denver, woof, they might not even score 10 points in this game. So no Latavius Murray for me.
I got to ask you this, because a lot of the details I hear when you're talking about Latavius Murray, they feel like the exact same things I could say about the Rams. It's a terrible offense and not going to score any points, but you like Kyren Williams, you don't like Latavius Murray. I understand there's a big age gap. I get that. But at the same time, why is Williams a good start in a scenario that looks, I don't know, kind of eerily similar as opposed to Latavius Murray?
Because he's actually explosive and Latavius Murray is okay. Not.
That's like, a good answer. I want to get out there for the people. Well, Kyren, right next to each other sample, in the ECR.
We know that he's had 2.8 yards after contact per attempt. His elusive rating is decent. It's not amazing. But if we're talking about just sheer ability to make plays with similar possible volume expectations, I would lean Kyren. And I think the matchup's also better for Kyren because Baltimore has been really good versus running backs.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about AirMed Care Network. Let's talk about your best defense for the unexpected. Are you prepared if the unthinkable happens? If a medical emergency arises, AirMed Care Network provides its members with world-class emergency air transport services to the nearest hospital with no out-of-pocket expenses. Join today and never pay a dime for your medical flight when flown by an AMCN provider. Insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of a medical emergency, so this is a great way to secure financial peace of mind for you and your family. Memberships cost as little as $85 a year for your entire household. And right now, as a Fantasy Pros listener, you'll get up to $50 in a Visa or Amazon gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros and use the offer code FANTASYPROS. No matter where you are in the game of life, an AirMed Care Network membership is the protection no one should live without. And now, back to the action. Another guy here on your list, too, we're going to talk about. Obviously, not everyone can talk about necessarily means you take them out of the lineup, but certainly expectations are going to be tempered for number two on your list. Who is that?
So I'm going to bring up Saquon Barkley, and I know people are not going to be benching Saquon Barkley, but I'm throwing this out there because you need to temper your expectations with Saquon. Mm-hmm. And this is not just me being prisoner of the moment about, okay, he's had two rough weeks, tough matchups, things like that, and he's not produced for us. I have him at RB 13, which could sound like crazy sauce to people, but I think he's going to fall in that RB 2 category for me because what we've seen out of Saquon, and I wrote this up in the primer last week, his efficiency has cratered. Over his last 7 games, he surpassed 2.5 yards after contact per attempt only once. His yards after contact per attempt have dropped in each of the last 5 weeks. While he's going to get a lot of volume, we've talked about numerous times on this show that the Washington Commanders are an elite run defense. Barkley's efficiency metrics are scaring the living bejesus out of me. Like, if you still have your trade deadline is open and stuff, and you can move Saquon for, or even upgrade, like get up to Eckler, other running backs, I am trying to get out of the Saquon Barkley market, because his efficiency metrics scream to me that either the volume is piling up, I'm not saying that he's injured, but all of these trends, you don't see this, like, as long as this has been going on, it means something, guys. So I'm not just rolling out Saquon Barkley as saying he's a top five running back, he's going to crush, like we've been doing for the majority of the season.
Right. But you're still rolling him out, which is what we're all, and it's not crazy, because we just did an hour-long live stream on YouTube, Andrew and I, and we took questions, and somebody asked and said, please don't bro me, but what do you think about Saquon this week against XYZ running backs? And we said, look, you still got to start Saquon, but you're right, it's probably going to look potentially at least more like an RB2 kind of performance, which means you have to build in your flex, your wide receiver three, your RB2, a little bit more upside. You got to shoot for that a little bit. Erickson, looking at the tail of the tape here, the Commanders have also given up just 6 rushing touchdowns all year. The only teams that have given up less, the Patriots and the Tennessee Titans, 4 and 3 respectively. So the Commanders have really tightened up of late, especially, you know, Montez Sweat's been on a tear. Getting Chase Young back healthy too be a huge win for this defense. What are your expectations, and are they tempered for Saquon in week 13?
Yeah, I mean, there's no really upside in this particular matchup. You mentioned how Washington has not given up a lot of rushing touchdowns because they have allowed the lowest conversion rate of rushing touchdowns inside the 5-yard line. So even if the Giants get down to the 5-yard line and give it to Saquon, chances are he's not scoring. So he's not going to end up salvaging a day like he did last week against Dallas with a rushing score. So, I mean, the Dallas matchup was good on paper, but we saw that offensive line injuries caught up with Saquon. Saquon's inefficient play the last couple of weeks is catching up with him. He has 0 rushes over 15 yards the last 2 weeks. He has 1 rushing attempt over 10 yards in his last 2 games. So you're not getting touchdown upside. You're not getting this, oh, he's going to rip one, you know, he's going to get outside, bounce one outside and rip off an 80-yard run. Like, that's not happening either. So he really is like a stone cold floor play this week as an RB2. And that's why in your flex, hey, I got to play this receiver that's a little more boom or bust versus the PPR floor guy. So I think that's the best way to kind of approach Saquon Barkley this week.
All right. It's that time again to play everyone's favorite board game. Who should I start? And of course, you can play it too at fantasybros.com/start. It's free. The Who Should I Start tool. So go check it out. It's really cool. It's been revamped this season too by our amazing tech team, and it is awesome. Again, fantasybros.com/start is the place to see it, where you could look at all the different players and what the experts say in consensus. Let's play DeAndre Swift against Brian Robinson. D-Bro, you had nice things to say about Brian Robinson. I've been saying some nice things about DeAndre Swift. I think we might be getting a healthier version of him this last week or so, but what do you think? Robinson or Swift, who gets the start for you?
This is easy, Brian Robinson. Easy. And this easy. And I'll even Brian throw Robinson. This in here. I'll even throw a projection that Antonio Gibson plays into this and say that it's still an easy call for Brian Robinson.
Oh, look at you, brash young man. Week 13, it's December. He's got his fancy shirt on, the YouTube channel. He's got his elf shirt on. Look at him. All right. How about you, Andrew Erickson? Do you echo those sentiments, Swift or Brian Robinson for you?
So if Antonio Gibson doesn't play, then it's obviously Brian Robinson. And I think that in a standard half point scoring, I think it's still Brian Robinson regardless. But in full PPR, I think I would go with DeAndre Swift. You look at, he had 8 targets last week and he's still playing less than 50% of the snaps. He's had 10 days off. Like,
yes,
this is when they would use him a little bit more, and he's playing the Jaguars, who are one of the worst defenses against pass catching running backs. So it's do or die with DeAndre Swift, as it's kind of been the last couple of weeks. But despite the low number of snaps, like, he still gets touches, like he's still scoring touchdowns, and he's been efficient.
Look, he would have had a touchdown too. They called it back. There was that scrape of the knee. He was fighting for the end zone. You had that touchdown. It's a little different. We're looking at like a 14, 15 point day from Swift. He looked good in that run too, in the 8 targets as well. I'm with Swift. It's funny because this one, ECR says DeAndre Swift 57% to Brian Robinson 43%. Let's do another one. We got a guy who is got a tough matchup in Jeff Wilson against the San Francisco 49ers. And then Damian Pierce, who has not looked good in 2 weeks, but has got a great matchup against the Cleveland Browns. So Andrew Erickson, who would you rather start, Jeffrey Wilson Jr. or Damian Pierce?
I'm going with Damian Pierce. Look, I get that the last 2 weeks have been pretty abysmal for him, but he's still seeing all of the running back carries in that backfield. Like, Dari Ogunbowale basically got the first carry last week, and was never heard of again until garbage time. So I think that Pierce is still the bell cow in this Texans backfield. He is their offense, and this is a matchup that they can exploit, unlike the last two games where it's been against tougher run defenses. Like, Miami has a good run defense. Yeah. Washington,
yeah.
We talked about it being a great run defense. The Browns are not that defense. And if there's any game the Texans can get up for, it's against Deshaun Watson on the other side of the ball. So
I think,
I think Pierce has a big game here.
15 carries, 16 yards over the last two games for Dameon Pierce. But I'm starting Dameon Pierce, too. I'm in. I don't care. I see the Cleveland Browns. I see that orange helmet. And I'm starting running backs. That's what I'm doing. Derek Brown, clean sweep, 3 for 3.
Oh, yeah. Dameon Pierce is my RB 13. Wilson is bouncing between RB 15 and 17. This is easy, Pierce.
The ECR, for what it's worth, disagrees with all three of us. 57% to 43 on the Jeffrey Wilson side. I respectfully disagree, ECR, and I will take it up with you later in a meeting. I'll send out a memo. Let's go to the wide receivers, which means Andrew Erickson, you're up. Give me the guys you want to start. Let's start with number one on your list for week 13, who you feel good about starting.
Christian Kirk, wide receiver 10.
Yeah,
wide receiver 15 in the ECR. You basically start him no matter what. I can't. Detroit Lions, just horrible against slot wide receivers. Second most fantasy points allowed per game to slot wide receivers. We all saw on Thanksgiving, Isaiah McKenzie had this massive game because why? He was the slot receiver going against the Detroit Lions. So you need to start Christian Kirk. I know that Zay Jones has kind of stolen the show over the last two games with 31% target share, but at the same time, Christian Kirk, 28% target share in those last two games. So it's not like he's being, you know, phased out of the offense in any way. The matchup just had preferred for Zay Jones. Last week, you know, we talked about, I actually talked about this with Ryan. Marlon Humphrey was covering Christian Kirk in the slot, which is why all the targets are going to Zay Jones. Like, of course they were, because the number one corner's in the slot. The Lions, their number one quarterback, Jeff Okuda, doesn't go in the slot. So Christian Kirk is going to absolutely eat in this matchup. So I know that he's had a couple of lackluster performances. Targets are still there. The routes are there. The matchup is divine this week. So make sure you get him into your lineups. And my next receiver that I want to start, George Pickens, wide receiver 25 for me. He's wide receiver 30 in the ECR. Look, we all see the talent. Like, on primetime games, he's making these amazing sideline grabs. He's on the cusp of a massive game. And we have to factor in last week, it was a tough matchup against the Colts, who were number one defense in terms of fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. It's not the case here against the Atlanta Falcons, who allow the third most fantasy points to wide receivers, second in air yards faced, dead last in pressure rate. So what does that mean? Kenny Pickett's going to have time to let things kind of operate downfield and throw the ball down to George Pickens to make big plays. He has 250 air yards in his last three games. He's still the team's leading receiver in terms of receiving yards since the team traded away Chase Claypool. Deontay Johnson is 5 for 50 and no touchdowns every single week. So I think the upside play is with George Pickens, and I want him in my lineup.
Love it. Love Pickens. Certainly love Christian Kirk as well. Very excited about him. All right, give me one more guy on your list you're excited about starting in week 13.
Yeah, I'm glad I picked this player because there are a lot of questions about him in the live stream that we just did.
Were there ever? I feel like every question had this guy in it.
Yes, and that is Josh Palmer. So I have him wide receiver 27. He's ECR wide receiver 29. And I just really want to play him in this particular matchup. Like, the Raiders are a horrible pass defense, especially in the red zone, 31st in red zone defense this season. Mike Williams is still not practicing. So I'm not holding out hope that he's going to return. And if he does play, will he be at 100%? I'm skeptical. But Josh Palmer last week ran a route on 100% of Justin Herbert's dropbacks. He still had seven targets. He still was second on the team in receiving yards, second on the team in air yards. And even with Keenan Allen back the last 2 weeks, Palmer leads the team in targets, receiving yards, and air yards, 20 PPR points per game. So against this very soft pass defense, the Vegas Raiders are last in pass defense EPA this year. I think that Josh Palmer you want in your lineup. I know he's been a little very up and down, but I think he's going to have a big game here, especially if Mike Williams is sidelined. You look at Raiders starting cornerback, Sam Webb. Oh my God. Awful. Fifth in fantasy points allowed per route covered this season. I think that he's going to see a lot of Josh Palmer. And when Josh Palmer's had good matchups, he's delivered. So I want to get him into my lineup.
He's very Gabe Davis-esque, though. Those 15-point average you're talking about, we're talking about a guy that gets you 27 points or gets you six. So, I mean, that's a tough road. You got to be able to handle that. D-Bro, can you handle that this week? Do you think that matchup against Vegas is good enough for Palmer, whether you get Williams or not, to be starting Palmer and his upside?
Yeah, I mean, I'm riding with Palmer. I think that he's a fantastic play this week. He's honestly, and I was not a Josh Palmer guy coming into this season, but he's having a breakout season. we're seeing him take another step down the stretch. Like, over the last 3 to 4 games, he's basically a lock for 8+ targets. Justin Herbert's throwing the ball down the field more. Oh my gosh, he's doing it when he has healthy weapons. Look at that. And this is a high total game. If this game shoots out, Palmer is going to be a big part of how the Chargers attack the Raiders.
You know what I think would be fun? I think we should go back and we should do a show where we, you know, all the kids like to watch everybody play video games on YouTube. We should watch us doing one of the mock draft shows from August. I think that would be really fun. And our takes of were saying about certain guys. And maybe we were super right about some things too, or we crushed something. Like, oh, look at that pick right there. Look how good that was. Or, oh man, what a terrible take that was. You guys down for that? You want to do that?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm game. Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot of fun, actually.
Don't worry. We know you drafted Cortland Sutton.
It's going to be cringeworthy at some points when we see Josh Jacobs fall into the 8th round of drafts. Oh. Like, oh, I don't want him. Someone else can take him.
You know what? Cringe. I'm so happy. The one league that I have him, it was just price enforcing. That's all it was, where I was like, he's just dropped too far. I don't love this player. There's a lot of reason not to love him. Sometimes you just got to price enforce. And my goodness, what a good lesson in price enforcement that was. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Owner's Box. Superflex DFS on Owner's Box offers a unique twist on your standard daily fantasy football formats. Take advantage of the Superflex roster slot to build creative lineups while staying under the salary cap. And Owner's Box just launched their $50,000 NFL Week 13 Superflex DFS contest. The lucky winner will take home $10,000. And Owner's Box also has lightning lineups. And this new game presents you with 3 teams of 3 players. Pick the lineup you think will score the most fantasy points and win. And sign up today on Owner's Box and you'll get a free entry on the house. Head over to ownersbox.com and use that promo code FANTASYPROS to get started today. Again, ownersbox.com, promo code FANTASYPROS. And now, back to the action. Let's get to the guys you want to sit for week 13. Andrew Erickson, who do you have here on this list?
Yeah, you almost gave the floor back to Debro. No,
I know.
This is my apologize.
We're handholding anyway. We like the same guys.
You took the show away from me. Yeah. That's good. So. All right, Erickson.
I'm going to sit Adam Thielen. I have him at wide receiver 43. He's ECR wide receiver at 37. I mean, it's obviously just a tough matchup against the Jets here, allowing the fewest fantasy points per game to wide receivers since week 6. They rank 5th in DVOA versus number 2 wide receivers, allowing the 6th fewest receiving yards to opposing number 2s. I know a lot of people talk about Sauce Gardner, but DJ Reed on the other side is also a very good cornerback. And Adam Thielen, we have to remember, yes, he's coming off a massive game on Thanksgiving night. He has an 18% target share since the team added TJ Hockenson. So he is still the number 3 target in this pass game. So I think that it's really a week where you want to be high on TJ Hockenson bouncing back after the Patriots tried to take him away, because the strength of the Jets defense is with these perimeter cornerbacks. Now, Justin Jefferson is going to get his because of how great he is, but Adam Thielen, I don't think he is talented enough to overcome his matchups against some of these top tier cornerbacks. So he's a boomer bust guy. He scored last week. I don't think he finds the end zone this week, so I think he's going to disappoint.
All right. And who else is on that list for you that you just don't feel is really going to return possibly the investment?
Michael Pittman Jr. I have him at wide receiver 28. He's ECR wide receiver 24. And I mean, I think he would probably be much lower in the ECR if he hadn't really had that last drive on Monday night, because before that drive, he was sitting on 4 catches for 26 yards. So he wasn't really doing a ton against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, which was one of the worst against wide receivers. Now you're going up against the Dallas Cowboys, who rank number 1 in the NFL in pass defense EPA, 2nd fewest targets allowed per game to number 1 wide receivers, 3rd fewest receiving yards per game at 52. In 6 week 6, Dallas is 5th in receiving yards allowed to all wide receivers. So
they've only given up 12 touchdowns all year, passing touchdowns. Throwing that out there.
They are just shutting down opposing passing games, and the fact that Matt Ryan's going to have to go up against the elite pass rush for another week. You're playing with fire, really, if you're going to keep Michael Pittman in your lineup. Again, I think I made this comparison multiple times on this podcast the last couple of weeks, but Michael Pittman and Deontay Johnson are the Spider-Man meme. It's like the same thing. You're getting a bunch of low value targets. Now, Pittman scored last week, so it worked out. I don't think that's going to be the case here. So I would be very hesitant to put Michael Pittman in my lineup, even after a good week.
Deontay Johnson was so close. He had a ball knocked out of his hands in the end zone, too.
He's always so close.
That moment, too, I was watching, like, oh, no. So close, DJ. So close. Debro, what do you think about Pittman? You agree with Andrew and myself. This is a long day at the office here. That secondary play has been very good here. They get pressure on the quarterback, too. which has been great. Matt Ryan, not exactly the most mobile of quarterbacks at his age. But looking at a really ferocious defense, and Trayvon Diggs and company played really well back there.
Yeah, I'm totally with Fade and Michael Pittman. I actually have him lower in my ranks. He's wide receiver 35 in my ranks, and I think he's a low-end wide receiver 3 this week. And what I think is the possibility is that Trayvon Diggs just shadows him. We saw Trayvon Diggs follow Justin Jefferson on 82% of his routes in week 11. That could easily happen here because you're looking at the Colts passing attack. Okay, maybe it's Paris Campbell, Alec Pierce, but who else are you really worried about consistently outside of Michael Pittman? If Trayvon Diggs can hold Justin Jefferson to 2 receptions and 19 receiving yards, what's Pittman going to do this week? Probably next to nothing.
Yeah, well, look, a lot of that was on Diggs, but a lot of that was also, they got to that. They destroyed that offensive line. Kirk Cousins was getting just smoked in that game, too. So, I want to give Diggs credit, but that's the Micah Parsons game, too, where you're just like, look, this dude's just in a different universe. All right, let's get to some of the who should I start games we could play. How about Juju Smith-Schuster in a huge total game against Cincinnati versus Christian Watson, Erickson? Who would you rather start, Watson against the Bears or Juju against the Bengals?
I'm going to take Christian Watson here. I want to take the ascending rocket ship and not the guy that has cooled off considerably since his hot start. I mean, Christian Watson has a 25% target share. What do you mean it counts?
Hurt. He got a concussion. Yeah, but he was the rocket ship a couple weeks before he got hurt.
And then it crashed.
It's not fair.
I'm not saying it's fair, but it's the fact.
You're saying the rocket ship has come down because it's not his fault. He got hurt.
I never said it was his fault, but
I know,
still happened.
But he was the rocket. But okay, let's take away the injury. Let's say we're getting Juju off of the latest of that 3-game stretch where he was awesome. And then Christian Watson off the 3-game stretch where he was awesome. Let's take the concussion out of it. Do you want Juju or do you want Christian Watson?
Yeah, but now we're not making decisions based on reality anymore. We're
in
this
imaginary
world. But
we might be because he's further removed from the concussion. And now we can have a real conversation about it. We can have a real conversation about a game where he came out with a concussion and a game where he barely played in the first game back from the concussion. I don't think that's fair.
Well, I think it is. So I'm going to play Christian Watson.
All right. I'm going with Juju just in case I didn't give that away in my hand there from that conversation. I'm playing this total. I am old enough to remember the weeks where Juju was really good, because that was just not that long ago. 5 for 113, 7 for 124, 10 for 88, 2 touchdowns in those games. I'm going to go back to the Juju. Well, I understand Christian Watson's been good. I know the Bears are terrible. D-Bro, break the tie. What are you doing here?
Can we also have a conversation about Andrew Erickson's rocket sounder here? that absolutely floored me.
Yeah, that
the
was
sound
not
effects
in
for the rocket. I was like,
that was actual
that's a
rocket.
Sad
noise.
Rocket. Like, but I'm gonna lean with Joe on this one. I'm gonna go with Juju on this one. And
I'm shocked.
And this comes down to I understand there is risk baked into this. Juju was not a full time player last week. I think that he rolls back into the full-time role this week. I think part of that was the Chiefs saying you're coming off a concussion. We don't need you to play full-time snaps to beat that team over there. So considering that, Cincinnati's secondary has not even been close to the same after losing a Jadobia Awuzie. You have Eli Apple. You have Cameron Taylor-Britt on the outside. Both of those corners are bad, bad, bad with a capital B. I have Juju at wide receiver 17. I haven't looked at versus ECR. I don't know if that's high, low. Erickson, where do you have Juju at compared to the field? Or at least where do you have him at? I don't know the field.
He's probably at some of my top 24. Like, I think he's probably like, he's
Juju's
somewhere
at
in that
27.
Range.
Christian Watson's at 24. But the expert consensus here is on Juju's side, 57% to 43%. So we'll see if that changes. Look, I think Watson's a good start for whatever it's worth.
Yes.
I do think he gets a touchdown here and he's going to burn somebody, but eventually, again, lots of variables in that game with Aaron Rodgers. All right, here's another one. Same game there, other side. Tyler Boyd of the Cincinnati Bengals against the Chiefs or Donovan Peoples-Jones with the unknown of what we get out of Deshaun Watson, Derek Brown. Would you rather have DBJ or Tyler Boyd?
I'm going Tyler Boyd. I don't think the Browns have to throw the ball that much this week. To win that game, I think it's going to be a massive Nick Chubb game. I think that they're going to run the ball, and that's going to be all of it. Again, I'm going to play the total. I know Tyler Boyd has not done much of anything as of late, but I've got him at wide receiver 34. I'm willing to roll him out there over DPJ this week.
Andrew Erickson, Boyd, or DPJ?
I'm going with Tyler Boyd here. I think inevitably, you know, Jamar Chase coming back, you know, high total. I think people will try to get away from Tyler Boyd because of how bad he's been. And, of course, he'll be the guy that benefits from the Chiefs having a horrible red zone defense.
Right.
And it'll be Tyler Boyd that comes away with the two scores when people are like, oh, I started Jamar Chase and he didn't score. And Tyler Boyd scored twice. So
on principle kind of feels in like DFS, that kind of game. On tomorrow's live stream, I am going to have at least one Tyler Boyd lineup just on principle. For that same.
Got to do it.
Agreed. I mean, you got to have it. I'm with you, boys, by the way. 3 for 3 there. So we're all back and friends again.
With the Boyds?
What's that? Yeah.
With the Boyds?
My gosh. Yeah, there you go. Where's that rocket on the dad jokes. You need it.
Good pull. There,
Tyler Boyd, 70% to 30% over DJ. Thank goodness, you know, because we didn't have a budget for sound effects. So thank God for Andrew Erickson.
We need one now. We need one.
Don't forget, everybody, you can also get on our Discord, fantasypros.com/chat, where you can go play in the touchdown contest. Again, premium members, fantasypros.com/offers. Go premium today. Go get all the My Playbook tools. And My Playbook tools include things like the Start Sit Assistant, which is amazing. Helps you set your lineups, last minute decisions you need to make. You can go there to Start Sit Assistant, but that's all part of My Playbook. Get 6 free months again, fantasypros.com/offers. It's free to join the My Playbook family. It's free to download the app, all that good stuff. It's free to sync your lineups and your teams. But again, if you're premium, you get access to stuff like all the premium tools. And then, of course, you get access to the amazing touchdown contest, $25 every single week in our gift shop over Fantasy Pros. You can even get a noisemaker, possibly, that Andrew Erickson's created of rocket ship sounds. You push a little button. It's like a Christmas ornament, and it makes rocket ship sounds. It's awesome. But or you can get a t-shirt or a hat or something like that. Let's go to the QBs here. Let's have this conversation. Let's talk about Tom Brady against the New Orleans Saints, who have really had his number, or Derek Carr against the Las Vegas Raiders versus the Los Angeles Chargers here. So Carr coming off another decent outing here. Andrew Erickson, I know neither of these guys you're necessarily super excited about, but if you got to start one of them, do you want to start Brady against the Saints or Carr against the Chargers?
I 100% want to start Derek Carr against the Chargers. Brady has not been a top 12 quarterback since week 5. The Saints have been low-key much better as of late. They're getting Marshawn Lattimore back potentially, even if he's on a limited snap count. Fewest passing yards allowed per game since week 7, the New Orleans Saints. And Brady, the last time we saw him play the Saints, 9 fantasy points. And this is not the first time he struggled against this defense. No. So without Tristan Wirfs, I think it's just kind of like the final straw. This is not going to be good. So I'm going to go with Derek Carr, who's strung together a couple good games. I know it's a lot of it just because he's just feeding Devontae Adams, but I mean, why would that stop? So,
well, last time I checked, that's how Aaron Rodgers was doing it for the last couple of years. You just feed Devontae Adams, and all of a sudden you're a good quarterback. What do you know? 18 points, 20 and 23 last 4 weeks for Derek Carr. I'm with you on Derek Carr. D-Bro, clean sweep?
Yeah, I'm going Derek Carr. The Saints have had Tom Brady's number, and Marshawn Lattimore is going to make Mike Evans just disappear. He's going to go into the shadow realm this week. Bye-bye.
By the way, ECR disagrees with the three of us. Tom Brady is 65% to 35% over Derek Carr. So look at that. This picture of Tom Brady, too, over in this who should I start is a little unsettling, isn't it? He looks like the dad on the yacht in the Abercrombie.
He has no fat on his face. Right. You can just see
every picture of Tom Brady. Like that one that was floating around, what was it, a year ago with him and Tony Dungy? And he's like this.
Yeah, this one's unsettling.
They're creepy.
The Derek Carr one is not great either, but the Tom Brady picture is a little unsettling. Also, Russell Wilson's face is exactly the face that everybody feels, by the way, who drafted Russell Wilson. If you go to Who Should I Start tool, right, which is, I want everybody to do this. Go enjoy this. It's a visual joke for you guys. Fantasypros.com/start. Go put in Russell Wilson and you go look a picture of Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's face is the exact same feeling that everybody who drafted Russell Wilson has right now. So enjoy that. So let's talk about Russell Wilson or Matt Ryan in Superflex. I know Wilson looks like all of a sudden he might be iffy for this week now. We got a little bit of news this afternoon about that. But let's say he's there and healthy against Baltimore. You're going to play him against Baltimore, Matt Ryan against Dallas. And no, D-Bro, you can't say other.
I'm going to go Matt Ryan. And oh, my Lord, I can't believe you just brought up that. I have not seen that picture of Russell Wilson. And so when I pulled up the outline,
it hasn't really rung true until I'm looking at his face. But he is. He is unhappy.
That totally got me. I'm going to go Matt Ryan, and I have them back to back in ranks. Like, I've got them both as like basement level QB2s. Matt Ryan's at QB25 and Russ is at QB26. Woof.
look at, he is just not pleased. How about you, Russell Wilson or Matt Ryan?
I'm going to go with Russell Wilson.
Okay.
I don't know why. I mean, like, it's so horrible. Both these guys, it's a horrible situation for both of these players.
At least you're honest. At least you're honest.
And honestly, I was like prepared to talk about Matt Ryan, and then I looked at my ranking. I was like, oh, I have Russell Wilson ahead of Matt Ryan. I guess I think Dallas.
Well, the Dallas D has been so good. Baltimore D is very good. I mean, I'll throw this out there. I'd rather play
Mike White than both of these guys.
I know you're not, but I'm not giving you that option. I'm not giving you that option to play Mike White because I know you're going to pick Mike White. Would you play Kyle Allen over either of them?
Ooh,
dude.
Against Cleveland. Against Cleveland. Oof. I know Wolf, but against Cleveland.
Kyle Allen's so bad, though. And these other quarterbacks are so bad.
I got one.
Because they'll just run the football. So I'm going to go with... I guess I could see Russ having some type of passing volume here where the other quarterbacks don't. That's what I'm just going to pray for.
What about this one, guys? Joe, you'll love this one. Maybe Erickson too. Maybe he'll be crying by the end of the game.
I'd play Mac Jones.
Oh, I'd over both Mac of these Jones. No, easily. I'll play Mac easily.
Jones. Yeah. I don't want to talk about guys on Thursday because definitely Mac Jones. 100%. All right, let's go to the streamers of the week at tight end. Derek Brown, who do you have that you want to stream at tight end?
Now we can stop talking about Russell Wilson. I'm gonna go with
haunt you though. You know
what it is. Like, it's very haunting.
It's like that Debbie Downer thing where they play that womp 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 music. That's exactly a lot of sound effects on the show today.
Put that on a Christmas card and nobody's showing up to your party.
Yeah, pretty much.
Evan Engram, he makes the list for streamers this week. I've got him at tight end 10, ECR has him at tight end 16, and this all boils down to the matchup. High total game. The Lions have been giving it up to tight ends. Third most receiving touchdowns, seventh highest yards per reception, and eighth most receiving yards per game. So I understand that everybody is going to be on the, it's Zay Jones week again. Nah, it's Christian Kirk, baby, and it's Evan Engram. Let's go.
Why does everybody sound like the...
Like a ghost?
It's like that old 80s song. They blinded me with science. Like, why does everyone sound like that?
I don't know. It's what happens when you play Evan Engram.
That was a song, Andrew, in the 80s. I don't know if you've ever heard
Evan
that song.
Ingram.
Evan Engram, by the way, 1 point, 3 points, 1 point in his last three starts. Yeah. So hasn't Better been nice.
Up. He'll be.
But, I'm with you. If there's ever a week to play him, this is the week. How about you, Andrew Erickson? Who do you have at tight end you want to stream this week?
Look, I love targets, especially for tight ends. So I'm going with Cole Kmet. I have him tight end 8. He's tight end 14 in the ECR. I know that maybe people are concerned about, the quarterback play. Obviously, like Fields in there instead of Trevor Siemian. But look, at tight end, if you're going to lead your team in targets, you need to be a top 10 tight end. Like, I really think it's as simple as that with Cole Kmet. And I know the matchup's not great against Green Bay, but recently they've allowed 6 receiving touchdowns basically since week 8. And Cole Kmet led the Bears in targets last week without Darnell Mooney. 25% target share. Darnell Mooney's on injured reserve. Chase Claypool is dealing with an injury. So Cole Kmet's going to be on the field on every single play, and he's going to run a route on every single dropback. He may be the only tight end that does that all week. So that's what I'm going to chase here.
All right, let's play Who Should I Start? Cole Kmet or Greg Dulcich against the Baltimore Ravens? They're back-to-back in ECR. Who do you have, Erickson?
I'm going with Cole Kmet. I know Dulcich started out the season really hot and has just totally fizzled out along with the entire Denver Broncos offense. So I will go with Cole Kmet because he's going to see the more targets.
Phenomenal curly hair for Dulcich on this picture too, by the way.
And the stash.
It's becoming like that game Guess Who today. As I'm looking at these pictures for the first time. We should do that. We used to do that. I used to do on my podcast where we would go through, we play Guess Who. We had a list of those pictures of players and everyone have the same one. It's a good time. How about you, D-Bro? Cole Kmet or Greg Dulcich?
As nice as the mustache perm combo looks right now, I'm going to go Cole Kmet.
Perm is strong.
Starts and sits of the week.
All right, let's go to the starts and sits of the week. And I'll start off here with Damian Pierce. I know. It was ugly last week. It was ugly the week before. But it's the Cleveland Browns. We have to go try again. The third time will be the charm for Damian Pierce. If it's not, I will take the L. I'll take the heat. But I got to start Damian Pierce this week. I know people are losing faith. This is not the time, people, to get scared. This is the time to double down on the talent, double down on the touches, double down on the opponent. It's Cleveland. You can run the ball all day, and that's all that the Houston offense can do. So I'm starting Damian Pierce Andrew Erickson, who are you starting?
Back on the bus. Gus Edwards for the Baltimore Ravens. You know, he came back from his injury and was put right back into the RB1 spot for the Baltimore Ravens. Played 50% of the snaps, 81% opportunity share, 16 carries for 52 yards. He scored on one of his three carries from inside the 10-yard line. Justice Hill had one carry for 3 yards. Kenyon Drake, 2 for 2. So I think that this Broncos defense, their weakness is definitely in the run game, even though they've been much leakier in their secondary as they've kind of given up on the season. But I think that the Ravens are going to be able to establish the run here, and Gus Edwards is the guy they want. So I would be making sure he's in my lineup.
D-Bro, who is your must start of the week?
Hand-holding with Erickson. It's George Pickens, baby. Part of this comes down to Diontae Johnson has been terrible, regardless of how much volume they feed him. They force feed him targets and red zone targets all week long, and he does squat with it. I think he could catch a shadow from AJ Terrell, who has been pretty bad this year, but getting healthier, and he's actually been really good in shadow coverage. And that leads me to Pickens, because if he's not going to see Terrell, a lot of Darren Hall, 73% catch rate, 140 passer rating. Yeah, Pickens is going to eat him alive.
All right, it's time for the sits of the week. Did I not get the memo about why Kareem Hunt is relevant again today? because all I've seen in ECR, I mean, he's practically RB2 in ECR. I'm exaggerating, but only slightly. It's crazy. The Kareem Hunt groundswell, and I understand that there's room to be optimistic, but there is not room where I am starting him this week. This is the desperation start here, and I mean desperate. We don't know what Deshaun Watson is going to bring to this table. We also don't know if it's just going to be a simple Nick Chubb game and everybody just get out of the way. I just don't understand. Kareem Hunt has done nothing for the last 6+ weeks, and we're all looking around each other like, all of a sudden, well, Deshaun Watson's back, so automatically becomes relevant again. I'm not buying it. It's a terrible idea. Don't do it. Don't start him. Now watch, he'll probably have 6 catches for 120 yards. But still, it's not a good start. There's no basis in which you can start Kareem Hunt this week and feel good about it. So I don't get it. I don't understand. Why? What happened here? Did I miss the memo? I don't understand.
I don't understand it. Kareem Hunt is going to be a low-end RB3 for me. He's done pretty much nothing over the last three to four games.
21 points week one. After that,
yep.
Only one other time did he reach double digits. Everything else has been single digits. All right, Derek Brown, give me a guy that you want to sit. Who do you want to sit this week?
I'm going to go back to the well. It's Michael Pittman. We've already laid out the case. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything to do with Michael Pittman. Like, there are so many other like upside wide receiver 3-4 types that I would be starting over Michael Pittman this week that he would not be gracing any of my lineups.
Andrew Erickson, who do you want to sit this week?
Miles Sanders. Last week was a Miles Sanders Eagles let's run the football game. This is not that type of game. This is a let's let Jalen Hurts rip it to AJ Brown and Devontae Smith type of game against the Titans defense. They've allowed the fewest percentage of rushing touchdowns this season. They are the number one pass funnel defense, so teams don't run the football against them, and teams basically only throw the football against them. 3.7 yards per carry to running backs. It's just one of these matchups with Sanders that if he doesn't score, we already know how touchdown dependent he is because he's not super involved in the passing game. And then you consider he's not even the number one goal line back on his own team with Jalen Hurts, Boston Scott, Kenneth Gainwell. Like, all these different guys get carries at the goal line. So it's just, there's a big uphill battle Miles Sanders is facing this week. I know he was RB2 last week, and you're like, Andrew, like, what are you talking about? He was so good last week. He's like, yeah, that was last week. And we've seen him post a lot of performances outside the top 35 when the matchups have called for a pass-heavier attack where Miles Sanders just nearly isn't as involved. So I have him down like RB27 this week. So I'm trying to get away from him. And with some of these backfields opening up, with some backups potentially seeing bigger roles, I'm probably going to entertain the idea of starting some of those guys over Miles Sanders if the opportunity arises.
Flex appeal.
All right, let's do the flex appeal guys here. Zay Jones for me. I don't necessarily expect what I saw last week, but I'm playing the total. I'm playing the Lions. If ATN is out, I like Zay Jones even more potentially, whether Okuda plays or not. Zay Jones, I think, is worth of a flex start. Erickson, who is a flex appeal guy for you this week?
Reach for the Sky Moore. That's why I'm lower on Juju, because I'm higher on Sky Moore. Look, last two weeks, 39% target rate per route run. He has 12 targets on 31 routes run. And I know that Juju still ran more routes than him last week, but hey, he's had played two games and Patrick Mahomes has targeted him 12 times. I don't think that's for nothing. Good things happen to wide receivers that command targets at a high rate. And what do we see from rookies in the second half of seasons? Breakouts. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Look, if Juju doesn't hit, I think it's because Sky Moore hits it a big way.
Well, you know, Derek Brown and I would be very happy if that was the case. D-Bro, who you got? Who's the flex appeal this week for you?
I'm lighting candles. I have all kinds of things burning, fingers crossed for Sky Moore. So love the call by Erickson. Yeah. I'm going to go deep down the well here. If you're struggling with bye weeks, if you're struggling with injuries, what have you, I'm going to bring up DJ Chark here. Again, this is probably playing the total, but also week 12 went back to him to a full-time role. He's playing the field stretcher role for the Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think, is going to have a good game. If it's not DeAndre Swift, we know they don't have a tight end to speak of right now. DJ Chark could be the other guy that pops off in this game if it shoots out, especially Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Their secondary has been quietly terrible versus deep passing. Seventh most deep passing yards allowed, fourth highest deep passing touchdowns allowed. So DJ Chark could be in for a big game.
Let's dig into the listener mailbag.
All right, let's close things out here with one of your questions straight from our Discord, fantasypros.com/chat. Again, free to join. This one's from Aramis. PPR league, Christian Watson, Juju, or Sutton? I feel like we kind of answered this ironically already, but I'm going with Juju here. D-Bro, you're going Juju in the PPR?
I'm going to go Juju. And Joe, I kind of low-key hate you for making me say Christian Watson in this one.
I know. I'm still low-key surprised that you didn't. And Erickson, I assume adding Sutton to this conversation didn't matter at all.
Christian Watson is going to get the Marlon Humphrey salt treatment, the wound. So I'm not looking forward to playing him, so I would play Christian Watson.
All right, there you have it, everybody. Make sure you go to fantasypros.com/myplaybook and go download my playbook right now. Go to the App Store. Help us help you win those championships. And again, special shout out to all of you subscribed on the YouTube channel. We cracked 190,000 subscribers. That's because of all of you. And if you haven't subscribed already, go do it. Amazing content. The short videos, the podcasts are on there, including all of those amazing live streams we do every single Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. So go check out the content if you haven't on our YouTube channel. It's more than just the podcast. Some great stuff there. Shout out to all of our people, not just on camera, but everybody behind the scenes as well who make the shows work. So shout out. There's a group effort over here. 190,000. Very proud. And thank you, everybody, for being part of Fantasy Pros family. I'd like to thank the sponsors of today's show, including Owner's Box. Head over to ownersbox.com and use that promo code FantasyPros to get playing Superflex DFS today and try out their new Lightning lineups game as well at Owner's Box and Air Medcare Network. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros and use the offer code FantasyPros. No matter where you are in the game of life, an Air Medcare Network membership is the protection no one should live without. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Derek Brown and Andrew Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.